Good morning, everyone. I hope everybody's doing well. God bless you all. So it has been a very interesting week. To start off with, do not fear that the rapture did not happen yet. Every day we move closer and closer, we are seeing a little bit more clarity in Scripture. And I saw some fascinating things happening in the last several days with the UN and the peace talks with Israel. Peace in quotes, by the way. And I wanted to get out here and talk about it. Do not lose hope. Do not lose faith. Keep your eyes up. We are getting closer and closer. I do believe that Revelation 12 sign was a big warning from God that it is right around the corner. And I find it fascinating that that warning sign was right over and at the same time that the UN did this SDG summit. I'm going to admit, I didn't have the stomach to watch the whole thing. I couldn't. It is in my DNA to be absolutely repulsed by any kind of tyranny and oppression and enslavement and evil. And that's just all I saw at this UN SDG summit. So I tuned in a few times here and there and then had to turn it off because that is not my future. I am not going to live like that. I hope you guys saw some of it and know what's going on. It's astounding to me, the things that they were saying out loud, where they want this world to go, and how many countries have signed on to do those very things that they talked about. And I think that Revelation 12 sign, the power of that is not over. Just because the rapture didn't happen on the day that most of you wanted it to, and I'm included, I would like to get out of here as well, does not mean it's not coming. Okay? Same principle as a woman who's in labor. You can have contractions. If the baby doesn't come on the due date, you don't go, oh, well, I guess I'm not having a baby. This is all in God's timing. But it was fascinating to me. First of all, you had leaders of countries standing up saying that they are all in agreement to impose a central bank digital currency and digital IDs on all of their citizens. Please note the word impose. They didn't say they would agree to take it back to the people for a vote or to consider it. They said they all agreed that they would force this on their societies, which means they are trying to make a move to get rid of cash, which means they will control every single aspect of your life, including whether or not you are allowed to buy food and water, where you are allowed to go, what car you are allowed to buy, if any. It's crazy to me. And the Bible warned us this was going to happen, and here it is. Here it is. We are in the generation where they are trying to implement this. It's a fascinating time to be alive. And if you do not belong to God, it's absolutely horrifying. And I think I'm understanding now why so many people, some Christians included, have their head in the sand about what's about to come down. Because the stuff they were talking about is absolute mass enslavement, in my opinion. And it's crazy. So I do think that neon sign in the heavens, at the exact same time, countries actually started saying this stuff out loud in one place and agreeing to impose it, is a big warning sign. Again, guys, we are getting so close to the rapture. Please don't lose your faith. Please keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't falter. He told us to watch for him. He said, when these things begin to take place, look up. Now, there was one other thing that was fascinating during this UN meeting. I did notice what was going on in the live chat, and it was really mind-blowing to me. At one point, the entire live chat was just blown up with people saying, Jesus come, Jesus is coming back. Everything about Jesus you could think of at the UN summit on their live chat. It made me smile. It made me laugh. And it also made me realize God is going to wait until the very last minute for the rapture. He is going to wait till the very last minute to pull the trigger. Because once that happens, everybody here is doomed to the 7-year tribulation and the hard way out. And God is merciful. He doesn't want that. And I was seeing true believers speaking up at the UN summit. I just thought it was amazing. God bless you all who did that on the live chat. It was a brilliant move. It also showed that a lot of people are not going to meld into this easily, which is why all the more tyranny is going to come down with it. Now, I did hear yesterday that in our government, the Financial Committee voted to not allow the Biden administration to force CBDCs. I thought that was fantastic, if true. I don't know how that's going to go, because I've read the Bible, and they're going to implement this, whether we agree to it or not. Hopefully, it means that America will be the last standout and will give us more time. But here's the other thing that I want to bring up. Biden has come out and not only said, that the two-state solution for Israel is the way that they are going to go, he has made it clear that his administration, America, is going to be a big force to push them in that direction. We are going to be a big part of that. All of you who have read the Bible know what that means. God made it very clear. Number one, dividing Israel is not going to happen. And number two, any country that tries to do so or is part of that action will be severely punished. And isn't it interesting that America is not mentioned at all in Revelation during the 7-year tribulation? I do believe America is about to face some pretty severe punishment here. And with everything going on with China and Russia and just the absolute horrendous management of money and our weapons from this administration, I think that's next on the horizon. And now that they are openly pushing for going directly against God, it would not surprise me if that involved natural disasters as well. I know there's been a lot of very strange seismic activity under Yellowstone, which is horrifying. If anybody knows the story behind that, there is a gigantic volcano under Yellowstone that they've said for decades is kind of due to erupt. And if it does, it's not only devastating for America, it's devastating for the entire planet because this thing is huge. I noticed there was a really great channel on YouTube called Dutch Sense. He was predicting earthquakes down to the day. I don't know how he does it with his equipment, but he's fantastic. Apparently he's been shut down. I don't know how much of that is true, but it certainly raised my eyebrows that something could be happening out there. So all of this is to say that all of these warnings over Feast of Trumpets, they weren't nothing burgers, okay? If you pay attention to what is happening and what is actually being said and the stage that's being set with the UN and all of these countries talking about imposing all of this crap on their citizens without vote, without consent, it's coming down. And I believe all of these warning signs that we saw around Feast of Trumpets were God's warning signs to us. So listen, none of us know when, none of us know how. All we know from scripture, the biggest clue we got was the 7-year covenant with many, which has been done. And the biggest second part of that is when they say peace and safety, sudden destruction will come upon them. I do believe now that that peace and safety part of that is this Israeli peace deal. And there's so much pressure being put on Netanyahu right now for that. I think one of two things is going to happen. I think he's either going to cave and do it, or he's going to say no and get replaced with somebody who will. It's all in scripture. If you read scripture, you know what's going to happen. And scripture has always made it clear, Israel is the time clock. When you want to know when these things are going to happen, you keep your eyes on Israel. I think the majority of the devastation that is about to take place is going to come as soon as they announce that peace deal. So eyes on Israel, guys. Look up. Keep your eyes on Jesus. That's what he told us to do. He told us to talk about this stuff. He told us over and over again to watch. And I'm understanding that more and more now, because every time we see these signs and we think this must be it, there's one more piece that has to be put in the puzzle. Everything is lining up with scripture. There is nothing that has happened or not happened yet that is out of sync with scripture. And the last thought I want to leave you with is every time you feel doubt, every time you feel like, oh, maybe this isn't real or this isn't true or any of that crap, ask yourself, do you see the evil? Do you see Satan's handiwork down here? Do you see the evil happening on this planet? If the answer is yes, which it has to be if you're even semi-awake, if you know there's evil, then you know there's God. You can't have one without the other. It's not possible with scripture in our hands that we live in a world where we can see and believe all of this evil, but God is a question mark? No, it's the opposite. Every time you see the evil, be thankful that you see it, because that means that's a reconfirmation for you that God is there and God is real and scripture is real and Jesus is alive and everything he said in scripture is true, has happened, is happening, and will happen. Just because the rapture didn't happen doesn't mean that everything is normal, that none of this stuff is real. Look at what took place over the last few days. Look at what's going on. Look at what they're setting up and remind yourself there is God. And he's coming, okay? Hold fast. Don't let anybody make you feel bad for believing or watching or looking or hoping. That is exactly what we're supposed to do. And scripture told us people will mock and scoff and make fun of and belittle, even believers, because it's easier to doubt something than to believe in something. It's easier to destroy something than to build something. That's the easy way out. Anybody who's mocking and laughing about the fact that the rapture didn't happen, so it can't ever happen, that's an excuse. That's an easy way out. It takes no faith and no strength of character to believe that. It takes strength and character and faith to hold on to what scripture said and believe. It's coming, okay, guys? I love you guys. Hold fast. Eyes up, because Jesus is coming.